This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, a former Notre Dame law professor and current judge on the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, says she is a firm supporter of the Constitution. In 2016, she said in a speech to students, "We shouldn't be putting people on the court that share our policy preferences. We should be putting people on the court who want to apply the Constitution." U.S. President Trump on Saturday announced he was nominating Barrett to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. An unlawful assembly has been declared in Portland, Oregon, just hours after demonstrations earlier Saturday ended without many reports of violence. Hundreds of people were gathered downtown into the early morning hours Sunday. One protester lit an American flag on fire, and some protesters were seen shooting fireworks at police. Several arrests have been made. The unrest comes just hours after a right-wing rally, and counter-protesters largely dispersed without very serious violence Saturday afternoon. The Oregon State Police Superintendent and a sheriff released a joint statement later Saturday praising the minimal violence. A diverse crowd of hundreds marched through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, chanting Black Lives Matter. That march on Saturday night marked the fourth night of protest after a grand jury declined to charge any officers for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. She is a 26-year-old black woman. Louisville has seen more than 120 days of demonstrations after Taylor's death and a police raid gone wrong that was carried out by white officers. Some protesters remained downtown after a 9 p.m. curfew. Police say that multiple fires were set and arrests were made. This is VOA News. As of 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Johns Hopkins University COVID-19 reporting had the number of global COVID-19-related deaths just a few thousand shy of hitting the somber milestone of 1 million. More than half of those deaths are just in four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Meanwhile, the number of confirmed infections by the current pace will reach another milestone, 33 million, before the end of the day. Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, has further eased lockdown restrictions, allowing most children to return to school from next month and sending more than 125,000 people back to work. Melbourne and surrounding parts of rural Victoria State were placed under strict level 4 lockdowns August 2nd, shuttering schools and non-essential businesses, imposing a nighttime curfew, and prohibiting public gatherings. Victoria State Premier Ed Daniel Andrews says the 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew will be lifted Monday, though residents still cannot travel more than 3 miles from home. While there's been lots of focus globally on COVID-19, UN leaders are warning that if the coronavirus does not kill us, climate change will, noting that we have largely ignored the latter issue. Fiji's prime minister took note of the wildfires ravaging the western United States and that the Greenland ice chunk was larger than a number of island nations. With Siberia seeing its warmer temperatures on record this year and enormous chunks of ice gaps and caps in Greenland and Canada sliding into the sea, countries are acutely aware that there's no vaccine for global warming. Meanwhile, the UN Global Climate Summit has been postponed to late 2021. If it's not only the United States where protests against racial injustice are part of the national conversation, a handful of America's critics have taken note as well, using recent months of demonstrations and graphic images of police violence to denounce the country at the United Nations gathering of world leaders this year. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani invoked the killing of George Floyd, the black American man who died after a white police officer in Minneapolis pressed his knee against his neck, even as he repeatedly said he could not breathe. Floyd's death, caught on video, set off nationwide protest in support of black lives. Rouhani said that the scene was reminiscent of Iran's own experience and its quest for freedom and liberation from domination, and that Iran instantly recognized the feet kneeling on the neck as the feet of arrogance on the neck of independent nations. Cuba and Venezuela also took jabs at the United States, making specific references to the protests during words delivered to the UN General Assembly. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios in Washington. Are you ready for your weekend injection of Pan-African music and current music news? Well, it is on right now. For the next 55 minutes, I've got an amazing lineup. First off, there's a triple play of current hits by some of your favorite artists. Salty Soul, Wendy Shay and Shatta Wale, and Tiu Tiu. Then I've got a select cluster of great live band acoustic tunes. Now, these are designed to give you that grounded, earthy feeling of Africa. If you're living there now, these songs will make you proud. And if you're not, well, they're going to make you nostalgic and miss home, but you'll still be proud. Song of the Week comes in at the bottom of the hour. It features a Ugandan singer. His name is Prince Omar, and he's got a new single out. Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to present that. And then the back half of the show. It brings us a classic Nigerian juju jam with the amazing and everlasting King Sunny Ade. You'll also hear a couple more current hits by Tiwa Savage and Zuchu featuring Platinums. And then there's our feature out of Kenya. You're going to meet Afro House DJ and producer Jack Rooster. Yeah, he just released his debut album called Nyoba, and we'll hear some samples of that, plus a great conversation about the project with reporter Bill Odidi. Finally, we're going to round out today's hour with a little retro zouk by Toto Patrick from Lomé Togo. So with all this goodness, let's get to it. We're starting off nice and easy in Kenya with Sauti Sol. Here's Susanna.
Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor. Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color and your hair is longer now. Chamina dua, I send Jacqueline Moyoni Bado Ewani Zuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Kifetu kipendana, Kiromeo na Julia. I send Jacqueline Moyoni Bado Ewani Zuzua. Chamina dua, I send Jacqueline Moyoni Bado Ewani Zuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Tukipendana, Kiromeo na Julia, I send a banana.
Hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello.
If you get to hear this song, somebody.
Was Selkie Soul with Susanna. Hello, welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. So happy to be with you again this weekend. Here's Wendy Shay's new hit. It's called Hit, but it's H period I period T period. Those letters standing for haters in tears. Man, all the hating on Wendy has made her a good girl gone bad. That's what she says. Oh, and Shatta Wale also adds his two cents in here, too, on this tune. Hatin' peeps is so wrong.
For your info, check the intro, check the logo, I'm for the zone. Boy. Make a link up with the gringo, another hit song, it's a bingo. Enemies, follow me, everywhere, dummy go. Then they look, then they joke, then they want, make me a go. Ha. I be good, girl, come back. Many men they wish death upon me. All I see is jealousy. Friend indeed, this friend in me. The more you can hate, Papa, God bless me. Hey, yeah, bless you, mama. Hey, yeah, bless you, mama.
Another one, make everybody gather round. They are more and I am a time. Why am I gonna fool who's buying? Movement saw award, they are taller. Media maker, Missouria, and I is so for the mindful. We got the region. Nobody's award go make a reach you. Jamma Benny, I'm a bay too. Nobody go be stop this people. Cause get your day.
Mixed by Danny B. I be good, girl, come back. Hey, I'm on a my MSI. Into Shannon, I'm a man.
This is Music Time in Africa. Hey, everybody, you just heard Wendy Shay's new single, H.I.T., that is Haters in Tears, featuring Shatta Wale. And now we're going to Belgium. Here is Moroccan Belge singer and comedian Tiu Tiu with No Me Interesa. Now, this song is hilarious. And if you watch the video, you'll see it's about a pair of charming thieves. They're at a lavish wedding and pose as musicians to rob the guests and even the mother of the bride, or so it seems, of their wallets and her fine, fine ring. This tune was released August 14th.
Two red beats on the track.
No mala mia bella, tia no me interesa. No vale vivir si arrivederci no me interesa. Mamma la mia.
Chômage, mais qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Les rois et chars ou les cimes? Friends, this is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, darlings. I'm Heather Maxwell, and as promised at the top of the hour, we are going to listen to a cluster of great songs by live bands. We start in Mauritania, then go to Gambia, South Africa, and finally to Mali. So, to begin, Noura Mint Semali is a beloved star in Mauritania, and she's one of its foremost musical emissaries. She comes from a prominent line of Moorish griots. Griots, if you remember, are praise singers, poets, musicians, historians in a large part of West Africa. She plays the ardeen, a nine-string harp that is reserved for female griots, and her husband, Jesh, also a Moorish griot, is playing the sort of blistering guitar alongside Noura with her ardeen. In the song called Na Sane, Noura sings about a whole bunch of things. She opens with some common verses from the Moorish griot repertoire. Then she pays tribute to her lineage, and then she rounds out with a plea to God to protect her and the band from bad energy. And also, she asks God to please preserve the vibe. I love that. Preserve the vibe, O Lord. All right. Hi, everybody. That was Noura Mint Semali from Mauritania. Now we go to Gambia with another female artist, Sona Djabate. Now, Sona was born into one of five principal kora-playing griot families. If you don't know by now, the kora is that 21-string, long-necked harp flute that's unique to the Mande regions of West Africa. So she's like Noura, the artist we just heard, in the sense that she's a griot and a string player, but Sona is the first female professional kora player to come from a griot family. Unlike in Mauritania, where women griots have a dedicated string instrument like the ardine that Noura plays, griot women in Mande society are traditionally excluded from playing musical instruments with strings. So Sona has broken the barriers, and she is a committed, fierce advocate of traditional Gambian music. Now, this song, entitled simply Gambia, features the traditional mandinka drum called the seruba, or seruba. It's an instrument that's rarely heard in mainstream music, but this being a Sona composition, you hear it, bold and beautiful, especially at the end. Right, so that was Gambia by Sona Jabate. Did you hear the seruba at the end?
Tinamba ye, tinamba, what the number, so tinamba ye, yeah. Jenkono. Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
Hello darlings, I hope you're enjoying the show so far, and in case you're just joining in, we are in the middle of a live band acoustic tunes segment. We just listened to a tune from Mauritania, and before that, the Gambia, and this next one is out of South Africa. The song is called Ngawe Mama, and it's not a band this time, it's just a solo artist. He's a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and his name is Bongeziwe Mabandla. He dedicates it to his mother and has just touched the hearts of so many South Africans since the song's release in 2012. It's incredible. Now, Bongeziwe sings in Xhosa, so I'll summarize it here in English. I remember when I was a child, we lived in tears. We hustled to get by. You would tell me about a dream. You told me to hold on to it so I could see it. In heaven, on earth, and this is the refrain, the nation as a whole, there's no one I love like I love you. Mother, you saved my life by trying and never letting go, although I had forsaken all. Whenever it's hard, I just think of your words. And now I want you to know, in heaven, on earth, the nation as a whole, there's no one I love like I love you until the end of time.
Yeah, come on. Wana sangomdwana Spela nganyambaze Spela ngokuzama Wana ndibalisela Ngapho pale chuma Wathe bamelela ngolo Wongo subone Sulele hamhlabe
That was Ngawe Mama by Bongeziwe Mabandla. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Okay, I've got one more tune to round out this live band acoustic music segment. It's from Mali, and it's by the legendary desert blues guitarist and songwriter Afel Bokoum. I say legendary, I don't take that lightly, because he is one of the last surviving original members of the Ali Farka Touré band. So the song is called Pendajiga. It's in Songrai, so I'll come back in a minute to tell you what this song is about. In the meantime, enjoy this tune.
Salam alaikum. Yaya no gamba ya no moya na. Ay malo ya wana. Salam alaikum. Yaya no gamba ya no moya. Ay malo ya wana.
All right, hey guys, so this is Afel Bokoum, his song Pendajiga, and what he's singing about is a journey. He's trying to get to his friend's daughter's engagement party, and the girl's name is Penda. However, on his way, he gets stopped by the police, and they harass him, and he says he's almost beaten, and finally, he still keeps trying to get to Penda's engagement party. And by the time he finally gets freed from the police, he has totally missed the party, but he does manage to meet her at the airport where she's about to embark on a flight to Michigan, United States. I'm from Michigan. Was Afel Bokoum with Pendajiga. Hi, everybody. Now, if you liked that song, you can get on my YouTube channel or my Instagram or Facebook page and get more insight into different aspects of it and its production. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. There is a lot more great music coming up. Song of the Week from Uganda, Vintage Sounds by King Sunny Ade, today's feature interview by Kenyan DJ and producer Jack Rooster, plus new Togolese Zouk by Toto Patrick. But first, a little Tiwa Savage.
I know come this life to suffer. If I follow politician, you go hear I'm for paper. You go call I'm prostitution. Uno like enjoyment. If money day for pocket, shape in a national budget. You we go blow up like trumpet.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Well, it's about half past the hour now, so as always, that means it's time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hello, Kwame. How are you today?
Hey, Heather. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thanks.
So you picked out the song of the week.
Yes, I did. And today we went all the way to East Africa, Uganda, with the song Confidence by Prince Omar.
It's super nice. Let's just get right to it.
Yep.
When me sing this song, me alright, me nah go wrong. She said me confidence I keep her strong.
I really like this song because Prince is a very young guy. He was born in 1999. And for a young guy to come onto the scene just 2 years ago, 2018, and to release this kind of song, it's fresh and has this almost Afrobeat, but then also it's dancehall infused. It's just beautiful to listen to coming from Uganda.
Zero confidence. Obama yaba fugisa confidence. Now with the weight ya be confident. Mucho cola, we best the candidate. Back it up and up, mash it up. Pull up the socks till you get to the top.
Never drop sand from like a cup. Stand on your feet, get like a cup.
I really like the phrase that he keeps singing, pull up your socks till you get to the top.
Yes, he's really encouraging all the young black people out there to, you know, pull up your socks and get to the top, be confident and go for what you want.
All right, so that was Prince Omar from Uganda, Toronto-based, with the song called Confidence. And Kwame, you picked it out. Great song. And what was it? Remind everybody.
Song of the week.
All right. See you later.
See you.
This is Isaac Katala. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep your ears tuned.
All right. Hey, everybody. Now we are going to vibe to some classic juju music with King Sunny Ade. I was having fun reading all of the YouTube comments on this song, Kisuto Dian, and I'll just read a couple for you here. Here's the first one by Juice of Life 1 month ago. He writes, OMG, God, this song is one of my favorite songs. They played it all year, my parents and our neighbors, morning and night in the 80s. And it's a wake-up song in the morning for us. Then another from 2 months ago wrote this. Antidote for depression. Take side A and B twice a day with a bottle of orange juice each. And then from way back, like 9 years ago, this person said, I'm 27 years old. Well, I guess that makes that person about 36 now. And I was raised with Sunny Ade, Obey, and Sir Shina Adewale, Dele Abiodun, and company. Dang, I really miss those days when I was lil, and my dad used to play all this music after dinner and then watch NTA News. Nice one! Exclamation point, exclamation point. So those are just a few of the wonderful comments about this song and King Sunny Ade. Here it is, Kisuto Dian by KSA.
Kisuto Dian, agushu no dosa. Kagbado to dekora lo won papo. Poto donje, come on to why you baba to be ni debi. Kisu to diyan, agushu lodo. Kisu to diyan, agushu lodo. Come on to I am a baby.
Yes, that was Classic Juju from 1981 by King Sunny Ade, born in Oshogbo, Nigeria, on the 22nd of September, 1946. So that makes him about 74 today.
Hello, everybody. Ni Juliane. And I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on The Voice of America. I'll see you.
Hey, all right. So we're almost at the back quarter of the hour now. But wait, do not go anywhere, because you don't want to miss what's coming. I've got our feature interview with Kenyan artist Jack Rooster, who talks about his new album, his debut album with Bill Odidi from Nairobi, and a new Zouk single by Toto Patrick from Togo. And then, well, now, right now, I've got this brand new Bonga Flava single by Zuchi featuring Diamond Platnumz.
Mi amor, te amo, y te quiero, ya le amo, y amo, ujazo a penzi kwa beru. Mwenza conmigo lo chequele, cuando ni la ugoria, cuando puerere. Se me ofenda cho, puta pola chequele, que ya me curo magia, aunque chumie temele.
Vanilla Nilla, Tam Tam Fiti, Niki Chenga Karo Chamila.
Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Yes, okay. Hey guys, this is Heather and it is finally time to meet Jack Rooster. Bill Odidi reports.
Greetings, Heather, and thank you so much. I'm so glad to be joining you again from Nairobi, Kenya. And this week, we're treating you to some very exciting sound from this part of the continent. It's Afro House. And our featured artist is Jack Rooster. He's a Kenyan DJ and producer. He's just released his very exciting new album, Nyoba, which means home in Kiswahili. Jack has been playing and remixing tunes for about a decade, but this is his very first production.
Without Decimal Records, this album would probably not have come out in the short time that it did. You know, 5 years for me is not a very long time for a piece of work like this, because it's kind of like a labor of love. It's something that we worked on track by track, and we had in the end up to 16 tracks, which we had to shrink to the 11 that we finally ended up releasing.
So the current single from the album Nyoba is called Africa Disco Love. The feeling and the sound, this truly has a very funky aspect to it. Speak to us a little about the concept of the production, including having this incredible young Kenyan singer called Kunani on vocals.
So the idea for Africa Disco came to me when I was, I think, cleaning at home, and then I just heard Africa Disco Nights. So I shared this idea with the team, and I was like, guys, I heard this idea. And then they were like, oh no, this sounds good, let's do Africa Disco Nights. And they went into the booth and we all recorded it. That's the first take on the song. You hear us recording that hook.
Disco Nights. Disco Nights.
To me, Kuhani represents and exemplifies the energy that I wanted to be injected into Africa Disco. So when we began that conversation and I shared with her the idea and the concept, she very quickly caught on, and it was very organic. She was able to write very quickly and record the first draft of the vocals. Just having Kuhani on that song was kind of like destiny.
Africa Disco Nights.
So it is convenient to categorize this as an Afro House album, but does that perfectly describe the sound in your view?
This album incorporates different genres within the main genre of house music, and I always viewed house music as a vehicle that was able to carry all these different genres. So within this album, you'll find some R&B, some hip-hop, you'll find some funk music, some soul in it. That was the idea. I really didn't want it to sound the same. I wanted every song to have its own vibe. That way we are able to take listeners who appreciate different genres of music and bring them in and draw them into the album so that they're able to experience it and enjoy it without looking at it as a purely Afro House album.
You had your hesitations, this is my resignation. You want to play the game, but you're unfit for the practice. Baby, say you want me, baby, mama, drama. Alone and at the covers, it's all a game to you.
That wonderful dance sound is called All In by the Kenyan DJ and producer Jack Rooster, who's just released his debut album, Nyoba, and it was wonderful connecting with Jack Rooster. That's just about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi, Kenya. Let's get back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Hey, everybody, now you know who Jack Rooster is and his new style of Kenyan Afro House. Well, we are almost at the end of the show, so there's time for this one last song. It's by Toto Patrick from Lomé, Togo, with a sweet, gentle Zouk love song, Chérie Bondoé. Toko Patrick's Easy Zouk, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me this hour, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. Also, a big thank you to Bill Odidi and to Jack Rooster for their interview from Nairobi, and also to Paul Chandler for his insight into the song by Afel Bokum, and also to Kwame Ofori for helping out with Song of the Week, Confidence by Prince Omar from Uganda. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Fridays at 090500 Universal Time and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.